Hello?
Oh, hi, Landina. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, I'm supposed to give you a call. Tina? What, your name's Tina?
Yeah, my name's Tina, and I was just calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of things happened with me. I lost my husband, you know?
Oh, no. Oh. My condolences. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yes, Tina, that's very, very, you know, delicate for me right now, situation, you know, many things go on now.
Yes. So I want to give you an option that will help you a little bit. I'll give you two options. Number one, I can put you into corporate pricing of $129 monthly. That will save you $20 off your past due balance. And if you need more time because you're dealing with your husband, I can, you know, give you a couple of weeks if you like. You don't have to pay that right away.
Yeah, please. Let me, because we're going to have the funeral now this weekend, you know.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's,
yeah,
that's
I'm still
hard.
That, you know, I'm still that's not catch up for me. Not reality. How do you call it? Reality? Reality? I don't feel like I lost him, you know?
Yeah. I lost my mom in January of this year, and it still doesn't feel real. Sometimes I just think like, wait, what? How did that happen, you know? So I understand where you're coming from. Yep. Okay, so I'll put a note that we talked, and if things get really, really rough and you can't pay the $129, I can cancel the program and you can just keep the website, and that's just $29 monthly. So I don't
know. Oh, the reason, you know, so far I don't even update nothing, the Google leave nothing. I don't have nobody, you know, nobody call me about this thing. I think I'm going to pay you guys and then I have to quit, you know.
Yeah, you can pay the past due balance and cancel if you like. But people are starting to find you on Google. So I'm on your dashboard, and it's showing that you've already been found.
I don't have
200.
I know, but how I can... Yeah, but they don't call me. Nobody called me, nothing.
Okay. So what I would recommend, Leodina, is to start getting some 5-star reviews on your Google listing. Because if you were already found 226 times and you've had 10 clicks to your site, and if people aren't calling you, what that means is that there's other companies up there next to you that have a 5-star rating, and you don't. So I'll send you an email that will help you with that. It will help you get some 5-star ratings on Google. Start using that right away, and then I'll follow up with you.
But how are we going to put it? How are we going to put it that they start there? How am I going to put it review there?
So the email that I just sent you, it says, thank you for using Evelyn Professional Cleaning. And if you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will take them to your Google listing. So it's so
yeah,
simple.
But one thing, I don't have nothing from you guys. I don't have no one to you guys.
No, you can send this to any of your past clients, even if it's someone that didn't find you on Google. So let's say that it's a referral or it's somebody that knows you that already you did work for in the past. You can still send this email to them, and they can click on the link and leave you a review on Google. So anybody can leave you a review on Google.
So,
does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand you, but I think, I don't know. So you guys copy for the home advisor, the Angie Leads, you know?
Yeah, Angie Leads, it's more expensive because you have to pay per lead whether it turns into a job or not. With this, you just pay $149. Well, I'm going to change it to $129 monthly, and it stays at that rate whether you get 5 jobs or 50 jobs. So right now, people are starting to find you, Leodina, but you don't have any reviews on your Google listing. So I think you do have some excellent
reviews. For me, I think this thing's going to make sense because they have to find me see reviews for a guest people? I don't understand.
No.
Because my agencies, they go, you know, they call me because, I don't know.
So you have a 5-star rating on Angie Leads and you have a 4-star rating on Yelp, but you don't have any stars on Google. So that's what I'm telling you is if someone puts into Google house cleaning, for example, or maid service, once they hit enter, you're going to come up on the first page, but some other companies will come up on the first page too. So if those other companies all have a 5-star rating and then you don't, it might affect which company the actual person will call. So that's why I think if you get, even if you had a friend that said, hey, Evelyn Professional Cleaning is a trusted business in the community, please call her, you know, that will even help you. Anybody can leave you a review on Google. So the main purpose is just so that if somebody finds you on Google, that they're already comfortable to call you because they see a 5-star rating. Does that make sense?
Oh. Yeah. So
yeah.
What I have to do here, I click this email sent to me and then I can open?
Yep. So on that email, it'll say at the bottom, how was your experience with us? Thank you for your business. We would love your feedback. Click here to leave us a review. So you'll just click on that link, and it will take you to your Google listing.
And then take me there, and then I can write?
Yep, you can put your 5 stars in, and you can write anything you want. And the same thing, if you take the bottom portion of that email and copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past or present clients, they can do the same thing. They can click on that link and they can leave you a 5-star review.
When they click that, they said, use your Google account. Which account do I have to use?
So you have to have a Gmail account. Do you have a Gmail account?
No.
No? Okay. So you can create one. It's free, or you can just copy and paste it and send it to some of your clients that do have Gmail accounts.
Which number can reach you, Gina? That's the number here you send?
If you call this number, it's going to go to the call center, and you can ask for Tina, but they would have to find me and transfer it back. So I'll send you my direct line on a text message. That way, if you call, it will ring directly to my desk, okay?
Yeah, and then I can discuss about the payment, you know. Just give me some time, you know.
I'll give you some time. Don't worry. Just get through everything with your husband. And like I said, my condolences. And if I don't hear from
you,
I'll follow up in a week or so, okay?
Okay.
Take care
Thank
now.
You.
Okay, but you're very welcome, Ladina. Bye-bye.